Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your daily dose of real talk on anger and stress. Life throws curveballs, right? We all know that feeling. The one where you're clenching your jaw, trying not to explode over something small, or replaying a frustrating situation in your head for the 100th time. That's where Tame the Bull comes in. Today, we're tackling acceptance and letting go. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh, another self-help cliche, hear me out. This isn't about being passive or saying things are okay when they're clearly not. It's about learning to navigate life's bumps with a little more grace and a whole lot less resistance. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against the current? You know, trying to force things to be a certain way, even though deep down, you know it's just setting you up for disappointment? That constant fight can drain you faster than a leaky faucet. Today, we're diving into how acceptance can actually be your superpower. It's about acknowledging what is, without judgment, and finding the power within that space to move forward. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you tame those inner bulls and embrace the power of letting go. 1. Acceptance isn't about giving up or saying things are alright when they're not. It's about acknowledging reality as it is, without getting swept away by anger, frustration, or despair. Think of it like accepting a bad hand in poker. You don't throw a tantrum and storm out. You assess your options and play the best hand you can with what you've got. 2. Holding onto resentment or anger is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks, heavy, painful, and ultimately holding you back. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to release the emotional weight that those past experiences carry. Remember that old saying, holding on hurts? It's so true. 3. You can't control everything in life. Trust me, I've tried. But focusing your energy on things you can control, your reactions, your choices, your attitude, is far more empowering than fighting against the winds of change. Imagine it like this, trying to stop a rushing river with your bare hands? Not going to happen. Instead, find a different path, adapt, and flow with the current. 4. Acceptance doesn't mean settling for less than you deserve. It means acknowledging where you are now and taking proactive steps towards where you want to be. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You accept that there will be tough climbs, steep inclines, and maybe even a few detours, but you keep your eyes on the summit and push forward one step at a time. 5. Remember, letting go is a process, not a single event. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your victories, and don't beat yourself up over setbacks. This isn't about achieving some state of perfect zen. It's about learning to navigate life with more awareness, resilience, and peace. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and the printer decides to jam at the worst possible moment. Your mind starts racing. You feel that familiar anger bubbling up. But this time, instead of letting it take over, you take a deep breath. You acknowledge the frustration, the stress, but you also remind yourself. This too shall pass. You focus on what's within your control, completing your tasks efficiently, communicating with your boss calmly, and finding a solution to the printer problem. You accept that things aren't perfect, but you choose not to let it derail your entire day. That's the power of acceptance, turning those stressful situations into opportunities for growth and resilience. So, remember, embracing acceptance isn't about becoming a doormat. It's about reclaiming your power by choosing how you respond to life's challenges. It's a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing, keep learning, and remember, you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice acceptance in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and remember, you can tame even the wildest bull.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.